This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Does this outfit look good for the party tonight? 2. I don't think I can make it to the concert next week. 3. I can join you for the movie today at 8 p.m. 4. Can you help me organise a surprise party for my friend? 5. When should we take our annual trip to the coast? 6. I have reserved a table at our favourite restaurant. 7. We're going to be late for the graduation. 8. I'll be going to the charity event this weekend. 9. Are you free for coffee tomorrow afternoon? 10. I can't help you with the move next week. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Does this outfit look good for the party tonight? 2. I don't think I can make it to the concert next week. 3. I can join you for the movie today at 8 p.m. 4. Can you help me organise a surprise party for my friend? 5. When should we take our annual trip to the coast? 6. I have reserved a table at our favourite restaurant. 7. We're going to be late for the graduation. 8. I'll be going to the charity event this weekend. 9. Are you free for coffee tomorrow afternoon? 10. I can't help you with the move next week. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Emily. How have you been lately?
Hello, Sarah. It's wonderful to see you. I've been quite busy, actually. I recently joined a book club in our neighbourhood.
Really? I wasn't aware you were looking for a new social activity. What inspired you to join a book club?
Well, I've always enjoyed reading, and I thought it would be a great way to meet new people who share similar interests. It has turned out to be quite rewarding.
That sounds delightful. I've been considering finding a new hobby myself. Where does your book club meet?
We meet once a month at the local library. Each meeting involves a discussion of the chosen narrative, followed by a catch-up over coffee.
That seems like an excellent way to blend socialising with intellectual engagement. Which book are you currently reading?
We're currently reading the book Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. One of our members recommended it because she watched a programme where they were discussing the book and found it inspiring. The book is a well-known drama about four women at different stages of life, from childhood to adulthood. It is both touching and humorous.
Oh, I know the book. It's wonderful, highlighting the small joys of childhood, adventures at home, growing up, loss and falling in love. I hope the book club is open to new members.
Absolutely. We're always happy to welcome new members. In fact, we are meeting next week on Friday night at 8 p.m. You should come and see if it interests you. Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Emily. How have you been lately?
Hello, Sarah. It's wonderful to see you. I've been quite busy, actually. I recently joined a book club in our neighbourhood.
Really? I wasn't aware you were looking for a new social activity. What inspired you to join a book club?
Well, I've always enjoyed reading, and I thought it would be a great way to meet new people who share similar interests. It has turned out to be quite rewarding.
That sounds delightful. I've been considering finding a new hobby myself. Where does your book club meet?
We meet once a month at the local library. Each meeting involves a discussion of the chosen narrative, followed by a catch-up over coffee.
That seems like an excellent way to blend socialising with intellectual engagement. Which book are you currently reading?
We're currently reading the book Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. One of our members recommended it because she watched a programme where they were discussing the book and found it inspiring. The book is a well-known drama about four women at different stages of life, from childhood to adulthood. It is both touching and humorous.
Oh, I know the book. It's wonderful, highlighting the small joys of childhood, adventures at home, growing up, loss and falling in love. I hope the book club is open to new members.
Absolutely. We're always happy to welcome new members. In fact, we are meeting next week on Friday night at 8 p.m. You should come and see if it interests you. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Leah. How have you been lately?
Hello, Matteo. I've been really well, thank you. I've recently started using this new lifestyle app that's been fantastic for my health and fitness.
That sounds interesting. How did you come across it?
I discovered it through a recommendation from a friend who has been using it for a while and has seen great results. It's designed by leading experts in health and fitness and is also used by elite athletes.
What features does the app have that make it so beneficial?
It has a variety of features, including meditation sessions, personalised workout plans, and nutritional advice. It uses professional-grade technology, which is helping with my health journey.
The app sounds practical and well-designed. Which feature have you found the most useful so far?
The meditation sessions have been particularly helpful. They've really improved my ability to manage stress and maintain a calm mind throughout the day.
That's great to hear. I've been looking for ways to improve my own well-being.
It's designed to cater to different lifestyles and fitness levels. It captures the biometric data that has the most impact on your health, so you can customise it to suit your specific needs and goals.
How often do you use the app? And have you noticed any significant changes since you started?
I use it daily. I've noticed a remarkable improvement in my overall mood and energy levels. Plus, the nutritional advice has helped me make better food choices.
I'm really intrigued. I think I'll download the app and give it a try. I'll look at some online reviews first.
I'm sure you'll find it beneficial, Matteo. If you have any questions about setting it up, feel free to ask. I'm happy to help.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Leah. How have you been lately?
Hello, Matteo. I've been really well, thank you. I've recently started using this new lifestyle app that's been fantastic for my health and fitness.
That sounds interesting. How did you come across it?
I discovered it through a recommendation from a friend who has been using it for a while and has seen great results. It's designed by leading experts in health and fitness and is also used by elite athletes.
What features does the app have that make it so beneficial?
It has a variety of features, including meditation sessions, personalised workout plans, and nutritional advice. It uses professional-grade technology, which is helping with my health journey.
The app sounds practical and well-designed. Which feature have you found the most useful so far?
The meditation sessions have been particularly helpful. They've really improved my ability to manage stress and maintain a calm mind throughout the day.
That's great to hear. I've been looking for ways to improve my own well-being.
It's designed to cater to different lifestyles and fitness levels. It captures the biometric data that has the most impact on your health, so you can customise it to suit your specific needs and goals.
How often do you use the app? And have you noticed any significant changes since you started?
I use it daily. I've noticed a remarkable improvement in my overall mood and energy levels. Plus, the nutritional advice has helped me make better food choices.
I'm really intrigued. I think I'll download the app and give it a try. I'll look at some online reviews first.
I'm sure you'll find it beneficial, Matteo. If you have any questions about setting it up, feel free to ask. I'm happy to help.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Today, we'll be debating whether we should believe everything we read online about health. We have Alex from the Stay Informed group to provide a different perspective. Alex, let's start with a question. Can we trust online health information?
Well, while the internet provides access to a vast amount of information, not all of it is reliable. Many websites are not backed by scientific evidence. However, reputable sources like official health organisations can be trusted.
I see your point, but I've personally found that a lot of the information I've come across online from alternative sites has been very helpful. Are you saying that we need to be cautious about the sources we trust?
Exactly. Look for information from established health institutions or medical professionals. Avoid taking advice from unverified sources and social media influencers without proper credentials.
Common sense tells us to research sites that are verified. But sometimes people's personal experience is very valid. Don't you think it's a bit harsh to dismiss it all just because some of it might not be reliable?
This is where critical thinking comes into play. People need to be aware that just because something is endorsed by a celebrity doesn't make it safe. It's important to look for scientific evidence supporting any health claims.
I agree. But it's not always celebrities that we look to for their experiences or advice, but regular people sharing their history of medical issues.
Yes, these people can be a valuable resource, but at the end of the day, only correct expert medical advice should be adhered to for more informed and safer health choices.
While the internet is a powerful tool for health information, it's up to individuals to navigate it wisely and responsibly.
Yes, but always take medical advice after you've done your research.
Now listen to the debate again. Today, we'll be debating whether we should believe everything we read online about health. We have Alex from the Stay Informed group to provide a different perspective. Alex, let's start with a question. Can we trust online health information?
Well, while the internet provides access to a vast amount of information, not all of it is reliable. Many websites are not backed by scientific evidence. However, reputable sources like official health organisations can be trusted.
I see your point, but I've personally found that a lot of the information I've come across online from alternative sites has been very helpful. Are you saying that we need to be cautious about the sources we trust?
Exactly. Look for information from established health institutions or medical professionals. Avoid taking advice from unverified sources and social media influencers without proper credentials.
Common sense tells us to research sites that are verified. But sometimes people's personal experience is very valid. Don't you think it's a bit harsh to dismiss it all just because some of it might not be reliable?
This is where critical thinking comes into play. People need to be aware that just because something is endorsed by a celebrity doesn't make it safe. It's important to look for scientific evidence supporting any health claims.
I agree. But it's not always celebrities that we look to for their experiences or advice, but regular people sharing their history of medical issues.
Yes, these people can be a valuable resource, but at the end of the day, only correct expert medical advice should be adhered to for more informed and safer health choices.
While the internet is a powerful tool for health information, it's up to individuals to navigate it wisely and responsibly.
Yes. But always take medical advice after you've done your research.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we're discussing the pros and cons of living in the countryside. Shall we start by talking about what we think are the top benefits and drawbacks and discuss these in more detail?
Let me start with my top two advantages of living in the countryside: relaxation and a connection to nature.
The countryside offers a peaceful environment away from the noise and activity of the city. It's much quieter, which can be very relaxing and suitable for some people. And what about the connection to nature?
Living in the countryside means being surrounded by natural beauty. You have easier access to outdoor activities and perhaps doing more physical exercise. And it's also proven to be good for your mental health, reducing stress and providing a sense of calm.
I completely agree. But on the other hand, the countryside can feel isolated, with fewer social opportunities and amenities. Sometimes it's challenging to access basic services like healthcare or schools, whereas living in a city offers easier access to amenities and more school availability.
Yes, the city cannot be matched when it comes to amenities. You have everything you need within reach and a lot of variety too.
And job opportunities are another major advantage. Cities often have diverse employment options with more opportunities for young people too.
I agree. But ultimately, it depends on personal preference and lifestyle. Some people thrive in the fast-paced, vibrant environment of the city, while others prefer the peaceful, slow-paced life in the countryside.
Precisely. It's important to weigh up these factors and choose the environment that best suits your needs and preferences.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Today, we're discussing the pros and cons of living in the countryside. Shall we start by talking about what we think are the top benefits and drawbacks and discuss these in more detail?
Let me start with my top two advantages of living in the countryside: relaxation and a connection to nature.
The countryside offers a peaceful environment away from the noise and activity of the city. It's much quieter, which can be very relaxing and suitable for some people. And what about the connection to nature?
Living in the countryside means being surrounded by natural beauty. You have easier access to outdoor activities and perhaps doing more physical exercise. And it's also proven to be good for your mental health, reducing stress and providing a sense of calm.
I completely agree. But on the other hand, the countryside can feel isolated, with fewer social opportunities and amenities. Sometimes it's challenging to access basic services like healthcare or schools, whereas living in a city offers easier access to amenities and more school availability.
Yes, the city cannot be matched when it comes to amenities. You have everything you need within reach and a lot of variety too.
And job opportunities are another major advantage. Cities often have diverse employment options with more opportunities for young people too.
I agree. But ultimately, it depends on personal preference and lifestyle. Some people thrive in the fast-paced, vibrant environment of the city, while others prefer the peaceful, slow-paced life in the countryside.
Precisely. It's important to weigh up these factors and choose the environment that best suits your needs and preferences.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.